You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here on Thursday, September 4th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here at the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison on State Street. Few clouds, we'll call it partly cloudy right now in downtown Madison. There is a look for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, that sort of thing. Zommers has got the Sam Davidson Street came on. There's a bus, a few bikers going against the light. Did you see that? Did you see that right there? The light is green for the cars, and the bikes dart out in front of them like a herd of deer. And then we say, "Well, geez, why do we have bike accidents?" I don't know, because they don't pay attention to the street, the lights.
Here's the deal:
they're too poor to pay attention. You
they
understand?
Sure. So people on bikes think, you know what? Everyone knows what it's like to ride a bike, and it takes energy. If you're going uphill, you don't want to have to stop and then start again. That's exhausting. Well, guess what? People who are driving aren't thinking about what it's like to drive a bike. They're looking at the light to see if they should go.
If it's green or not. If it says green, I go.
So, you know what? Is it hard? Yeah. Suck it up. Follow the rules or you're going to die.
Right? Helmet or no helmet? Don't at me with, "Oh, Todd's not, you know, he's anti-bike." I'm not anti-bike. I think biking is great. Just follow the rules. That's it. It's very, very simplistic. I'm a little hot today, Zommers. Can you tell?
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm recovered from the vaccinations on Friday, and now I think I feel good. I got some nice rest last night. I feel very, very good today. Great to have you along in hour two. Part of the reason I'm happy is Amy Berrio from Clean Wisconsin being here in hour number one. Many thanks to the great Luke Mathers for helping make that happen. Amy's one of those people who, again, deals in science and facts and can make it in understandable terms. And we love it when she comes on the show from Clean Wisconsin and does just that. Because this is a serious issue. Data centers in Wisconsin, as we talked about there the last half hour of the last hour. And I want to sincerely thank Charlie Behrens, who is on this network every weekend from noon until 1 on Saturdays and Sundays with his very popular Cripes Cast that Aaron Zommers meticulously edits into the wee hours of Saturday morning sometimes to ensure that all FCC rules are followed. Because Charlie Behrens, very funny guy, Wisconsin guy, but he gets a little salty with the language occasionally on the show. It's very real. He keeps it real.
Especially, it depends on the guest. You know, if it's a couple of comedians hanging out, they can have potty mouths.
And so they send it to us raw. And Zommers has to clean it up for a radio broadcast. We appreciate Zommers doing that. And Charlie Behrens normally deals in just, you know, funny comedy, self-deprecating Wisconsin stuff, but we all love. Tell your folks I says hi, that kind of stuff. But he has this Instagram post, which is Zommers is going to link to our show notes for this program. And he went on Instagram and walked us through this really serious issue of data centers in this state, why they're happening, largely due to AI, because people can't write anymore. And so they have AI. When you go, "Oh, it's in the cloud." Don't worry about floppy disks anymore. It's in the cloud. It ain't in the cloud. It's in a data center on the ground. And these data centers are using massive amounts of energy, massive amounts of natural resources, in particular water. And these mega international companies have targeted us here in Wisconsin. And I hope to goodness I urge all the people across the state listening to this program and beyond, don't be snookered in to thinking this is some partisan issue. Oh, yeah, you know, it's just the lib progressives that are want, you know, that are against this. No. You think Charlie Behrens is a lib progressive? No. So whether you musky fish, whether you deer hunt, whether you kayak, whether you like to go hiking, if you have a rural well, if you got a well on your property, if you like clean water, if you're an ag producer and you fertilize your crop, or you irrigate your crops, if you have livestock and they take water, essentially all of us should be very, very concerned about this, because this is a hugely important issue to everybody across this state. So I hope we're going to continue to do more shows on this. And we'll, as we always do, if some factual data comes forward that says some, for some reason, Charlie Behrens and I are wrong, okay. We'll be glad to have people on to talk about it. But I want to follow the science on this, and everything I've seen from Clean Wisconsin and many others points to this is a real boondoggle. But I get it. As I said last hour, as a former elected official on city council, my former party, the Republicans, have done a crappy job of properly funding local governments, putting the state share in for local municipalities. And by the way, I think we're working on this. I'm seeing on Facebook and YouTube and perhaps other places, there's no audio right now. So you can look at my face, unfortunately. We're working on it. We're working through the technical issues. So thank you for letting us know about that. But this is a serious issue that I hope data centers that should, and I'm going to do my part to make sure that it is a major issue in every state legislative race and the gubernatorial race next year. Because as I said, the Republicans, my former party, have not adequately, despite what they try to sell you, have not adequately put state funding in for local municipalities. So your town board chairman or your city council person, your village trustee, they're looking at the books and they're saying, what do I do? Do I raise my taxes on my neighbor? Oh, wait, there's this big corporation that'll give us millions and millions of dollars and solve all of our problems. And so maybe we just take this money and then, hey, you know, there's some jobs for data. No, don't do it. It's, as they say in Star Wars, it's a trap. Because it will decimate the natural resources in the state. And in our lifetime, in our generation, and probably for a couple more, you won't be able to undo it. There are other places to put these things besides Wisconsin. So I hope that both Republicans and Democrats put up a you are not welcome sign at Wisconsin borders for these data centers. And I admire Amy Berrio and Clean Wisconsin for saying, well, let's try to make them, you know, better so that we can survive. Okay, let that happen first, and then we'll have data centers in Wisconsin. That's my take on it. We're still working on the audio, Zombers, I think.
It's fixed.
We're
now.
Good. We're good. All right,
thanks, everybody,
good.
For letting us know.
Thank you, everybody. You just missed Todd's rant, continuing rant on data centers. We're going to keep following this because it's a very, very important issue for all of us here in Wisconsin, in my opinion. It's 15 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved. It just is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news talk stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place than to have your business advertised than right here at Civic Media. Ask Lena's Cabins up in Northwoods. Northwoods Cabins, Lena's. We are up there, beautiful Butternut. She advertised with us. They're doing well, I think. So we will welcome you as well. So give us a ring-a-ling. I guess you can't give us a ring-a-ling on the website, but go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us and check out our great sales team there. All right. As Mike Lucas says, timely, timely indeed, because people are driving around this weekend, perhaps to Green Bay, to Lambeau Field for the first Packer home game. People are driving to Madison for the Saturday afternoon matchup with Wisconsin Badger football team. It's a whiteout, by the way. If you're coming to the game on Saturday, it's a whiteout. I will be there along with my lovely and talented sister, Heather. So I don't know whether I can say this yet or not, so I won't. But there's a special appearance being made at the Badger football game by someone.
Ooh, yes, I know about this.
And
excited.
And there's a certain jersey that we would like to wear to this game, but it's red, and it's a whiteout for the game. So do we stick out like a couple of cherries in the crowd? More on that tomorrow. But right now, if you're coming to Madison on Saturday, if you're going to Green Bay on Sunday, going to be driving. Not too many Amish attend the football, but maybe there are some. I've never seen a horse and buggy outside Camp Randall, but wouldn't that be something? All right, here's the category for today. Regular gas or premium gas? What's worse, regular gas or premium gas? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, regular gas or premium gas? Now, this can be an issue for some, I guess if you drive a high-performance car, I don't know, you have to put premium in. But for other, and I'll have my own take on this at the end of the segment here. It's a little twist on today's category. What's worse, regular gas or premium gas? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today on either your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. A little worried about Gail. She's been off now for a couple of weeks. Maybe she and Jane Matner are vacationing together.
That could be.
Wouldn't that be something? Hopefully Gail's contract's up in May, same time as Colbert is leaving. So there's some talk that will Gail remain at CBS? We'll see. All right, what's worse, regular gas or premium gas? Cam in Appleton on the text line says regular gas is fine for all V6 vehicles. Premium is good for V8s, not necessarily otherwise. I could have had a V8. Different kind of V8.
Different kind.
Tom on WAUK in Waukesha. Tom in Jackson says, hot toddy? Yeah, I'm a little hot today, I guess. I'm feeling good. I'm in a good mood. Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Middleton, says, now that regular gas has ethanol in it, and we don't know how much is in it at which pump or station regular is worse, premium is often better in a variety of ways, but costs more, so I'll say that regular is technically worse. That's all right. All right, Matt, I got you. See, I'm pro-ethanol. I'm pro-ethanol gas. We'll tell you why on the other side, but what do you think? What's worse, regular gas or premium gas? 855-752-4842. We'll take your phone calls, and Zomer and I will give you our opinions. Don't miss it. Come on back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Naturally, that's a good way to smell, Zomers. I'm not really into the big perfumes and colognes that much.
Yeah, me either.
Interesting that we brought that up because Giorgio Armani has passed away.
Really?
We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But also, that song also describes my dating life. Alone again, naturally. It's a great song. It's a chill song. It's I enjoy that. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are right in the middle of what's worse today, the category regular gas or premium gas. Regular gas or premium gas. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our very own Chris Casper. A big shout out again to Casper, because Todd had a moment of seniority and I double booked. So our friend Matt Flynn is going to be on next week. We had our first time where we had to bump a guest here on this show.
It was the first time.
After almost 3 years. So we had to bump our poor friend Matt Flynn, who will be back. He'll be on the show on Monday, along with Matt Damon. So that'll be great. But yesterday we had Skip Jones in. And so we had to very quickly set up some microphone cords. And Casper and you, Zommers, just did yeoman's work. And so we give a big shout out and thank you to both of you for keeping Todd on track there. Anyway, Casper says, I converted a 2003 Honda Civic to run on ethanol about 15 years ago. Get out! I did not know this. And that's like 100%? That's really impressive, Casper. Well done. What's worse, regular gas or premium gas? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's see here. This is a new listener. Oh, no. Their name is Rain. R-A-I-N-E. All right. Rain in Oshkosh on WISS says regular gas, Taco John's, premium gas, Taco Bell. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I love every part of it. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, regular gas or premium gas? Take your phone calls, also on the line as well. Let's see here. We have Joseph watching on YouTube. Says, in my opinion, we should be using those subsidy dollars to pay for farmers to return cropland to native land. Oh, native prairie. Oh, in terms of ethanol. All right. PJ says he agrees on that. PJ saying, my next car will be electric, or should I say EV, which stands for an electric vehicle. All right. Very good. Fair enough. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, regular gas or premium gas? Did I see something, Zommers? I thought there was a texter from Wyawega. Or was that? Oh, yeah. Here it is. I just like saying Wyawega. It's Gene. Gene in beautiful Wyawega, listening on WAUK out of Waukesha, Milwaukee area. Gina Wyawega says, just invested in solar, but Trump would rather support or buy solar-made electricity from Canada than to support America's solar power plants.
Yes, that was from the conversation Amy Berrio. Yeah.
That's not America first. Well, Gina, appreciate you weighing in on it. What it is here, folks, is Alternative Energy Thursday here on the All Ball Show. 855-752-4842. Dan, listening to beautiful Mount Pleasant. Dan, thanks for calling in. Regular gas or premium gas? What's worse?
Well, first of all, you got to consult your owner's manual. Don't do it unless you know for sure what your owner's manual says. Yeah. In other words, 87 octane is usually good on most cars. If you've got a turbocharger, they probably recommend a 91 or higher octane, 93. And if it's a hot day or if you're down south, you can run into trouble if you use 87 on certain cars on
really?
Hot days.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The detonation that can occur. And on Subarus had a problem with head gaskets. Hmm. And it's almost all Subarus require premium fuel.
Got
and
it.
They had an issue with head gaskets for a while. I think it was kind of related to people trying to use 87 octane when they should have been using a higher octane.
Got it. Okay.
But
so
multi-fuel engines are out there. You can't just say V6s, you know, can run on 87 and all the 8s have to run on, premium. I have a Corvette and I can run it on pretty much anything depending on the weather and how I drive it.
Wow.
Driving it easy, low octane, you're going to do any kind of performance, you better put the premium in. That's usually the way it goes.
Now, Dan, you from Mount Pleasant, you sound like you're not a lay person. It sounds like you're someone who works in automotive vehicles.
Yeah, I've got some background.
I love it. That's why I love our listeners.
I was master certified for 50 years. I don't
well,
know
there you go.
How many people can say that.
There you go. Now, what do you feel? Let me ask you about this, because I have a Dodge Ram, 2016 Dodge Ram truck, and I put E80, or not E80, but yeah, I guess 88. So it's when I go to Quick Trip, that's what I fill up with, because I get better gas mileage, and it's usually a few cents cheaper.
But what does your owner's manual say? Because 88 with the higher octane,
yeah,
the ethanol will kind of wash your system out, and you can end up with deposits in places you don't want them and have some problems.
All right. I'll check my owner's manual. I think it's okay, but thank you, Dan. Car Care with Dan. Don Zomers back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. What's happening to the Capitol? A legislator is banned? You got it right. We'll tell you who after. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Love this song. It's a song you can dance to on a Thursday when it feels like Friday, even though it's been a short week.
It does.
Yeah. 35 minutes now past the hour of three. What's that song called?
Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by
Brandy,
Looking
You're
Glass.
A Fine Girl. That's a fine song there on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody, on a Thursday, September 4th, 2025. Zomers, I clipped it off. I went too close. I have a habit of doing this. Because we had Dan, a car expert, on. I want him to ask him about gasoline. Or what's worse, last half hour, what's worse, regular or gasoline? Zomers, let's see.
It's a tough one. I think I'm going to have to say regular is worse, because now I know there's all the farmer subsidies and everything,
right,
but massive corn growing operations just for the purpose of ethanol do create, like, it has a big environmental impact. According partially to research done at the UW-Madison Center for Sustainability and the Global Environment.
Now, one of these days, we're going to have people on, or I'm going to sit you down, and we're going to have a tutorial on ethanol, and you will understand why it is helpful and beneficial to planet Earth. Because there's
somebody on who can speak to the environmental impact.
I will have all the facts for you. But because people think, oh, you know, it's just ethanol. No. There's byproducts and there are other things that are made.
This is true.
Besides from ethanol production. And so I can tell you this firsthand.
It's complicated.
It's I think it's great. But anyway, I'm an E88 guy, because it's cheaper and I get better gas mileage.
Oh, yeah. I don't actually use premium gas.
You're anti, but you don't use the premium gas. All right.
You can dislike something but still be forced to use it. I don't like.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Let's talk about this is news you can use. Hot across the wires at this hour, our friend Mike Clemens, sports reporter here at Civic Media. We have him on this show. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. Going to be checking in with us the last half hour. And this is why it'll be great at 3:35. Mike Clemens will be here. He will have the updated, the latest, the greatest injury report from the Packers coach, Mike LaFleur. And it'll be in his hot little hands. And Clemens will share it with us on tomorrow's show. Get you all ready for the big kickoff against the Detroit Lions in Lambeau Field in Green Bay on Sunday. You can hear that game at the pregame show starting at 1 o'clock, kickoff just after 3. RCO, Richland Center, CQM, Park Falls, RJN, Racine Kenosha, AUH in beautiful Wautoma. All stations carrying the Green Bay Packers on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's the latest from that great acquisition, Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys. Mike Clemens just tweeting moments ago that Micah Parsons' back injury, this is a direct quote from Parsons, quote, started during camp. I did a lift, felt a tweak. That happens. It was a complete accident. There's been MRIs, opinions about how the injury could go. I've completed my medicine. I've been at treatment every day to get as healthy as possible. Unquote. That is a quote from Micah Parsons via Mike Clemens. Great reporting by Mike. And by the way, he posts this great photo of he and Micah Parsons. That may become his new, I don't know, cover photo or whatever. Both of them are smiling at each other. Nobody gets it done better than Mike Plemons. He'll be here talking Packers tomorrow afternoon. I cannot wait. And speaking of the NFL, they kick off tonight, literally and figuratively, on Thursday Night Football. I love those trumpets. On Peacock and NBC. So you can either go over the air on NBC or, yes, you can stream it on the Peacock. The Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champions, hosting none other than interdivisional rival, the Dallas Cowboys, who just lost Micah Parsons. So we'll see how they do against the defending world champion Philadelphia Eagle, the Dirty Birds, as they say over there in Philadelphia. So that'll be tonight on NBC and Peacock. It'll be Philadelphia hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Mike Tirico on the call, I'm sure, for NBC. All right, might need announcers, play-by-play, and color commentary. And we're available, by the way, Zomers and I. We can just go up. We can move the broadcast. We have a remote system. I would be happy to broadcast the melee from the state capitol here. This, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, great reporting by great reporter Jesse Apoyan. Headline, Milwaukee state lawmaker Ortiz Velez loses capitol access during investigation. We were talking about cartoons yesterday. I did a whoop. I mean, I worked at the Capitol for many, many years. I've never known a legislator to lose their Capitol access. According to Alpoyan's reporting, a state lawmaker's access to the Capitol has been restricted amid growing tensions with her fellow Democrats and a comment investigated as a potential credible threat. Representative Sylvia Ortiz Velez, Democrat of Milwaukee, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel she was banned from the state capitol as a result of an alleged threat of violence. The third-term lawmaker said she received a phone call on September 3rd, yesterday, from the legislature's human resource director, Amanda Jorgensen, telling her she is not allowed in the capitol building because of an alleged threat she made involving an AR-15 rifle. Ortiz Velez said she does not know what prompted the complaint, which she says is a quote-unquote false accusation. A source with knowledge of the situation confirmed that Ortiz Velez's keycard access to the building was revoked pending an investigation into a comment she had made to another lawmaker that had been deemed a potential threat. The source said Ortiz Velez has been cooperating with Capitol Police. The assembly is scheduled to be in session on September 11th. Ortiz Velez said, quote, "They can't stop me from going to the floor. They can't," unquote, adding that she believes some of her Democratic colleagues are trying to silence her as she seeks to deliver testimony critical of Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley during an upcoming legislative hearing. Crowley is planning to run for governor next year. The lawmaker said she would never threaten anyone with violence. Ortiz Velez said she also believes her colleagues are using the fact that she owns guns against her, and that it's known amongst her colleagues that she often speaks in hyperbole and metaphors. I'm going to step away from the story. Now it's getting for me a little deep. Well, I mean, you know, they know I speak in hyperbole and metaphors. They know I was just kidding. I don't know. Back to the story by Jesse Apoyan. Ortiz Velez said she's been more than 2 years since she's met with the caucus in person because her colleagues treat her with hostility. And she has, in recent days, both left and been kicked out of the Democratic caucus. During her tenure in the legislature, Ortiz Velez has been the lone Democratic vote or one of few on high-profile bills, including new legislative maps, increasing public charter school funding, and a constitutional amendment allowing judges to consider additional factors when setting cash bail. She is also one of just 7 Democrats in the Assembly to vote for the bipartisan 2025-27 state budget in July. I don't know. We'll keep following this, but I don't know what's going on up there. I mean, and this is not partisan, by the way. It was just last year before, when you had that Brandenburg character, the woman, the Republican woman from down in southeast Wisconsin. I think she was kicked out of caucuses by Speaker Robin Voss on the Republican side. So I don't know what's in the water up there. I mean, I saw some crazy things at the state capitol in my time. There were a couple of yelling matches between legislators of the same party, sometimes not. A couple of times on the floor, things got a little heated. And it like, oh, geez, everybody better settle down. There might be some physical violence going on. But I've never, I don't recall in my time when members of a caucus were told, of either party were told, you are kicked out of the caucus. You may not attend. And so now you got Brandenburg, the Republican woman from southeast Wisconsin, and now you got this woman here from southeast Wisconsin on the Democratic side, Sylvia Ortiz-Velez. And I want to say two things. A, she's entitled to the right of innocence until proven. I mean, there are no criminal charges, so I guess, I don't know, but that doesn't apply here. She's not being criminally charged with anything at this point that I see in the great reporting from Jesse Appoyan of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But she, you know, she claims, Representative Ortiz-Velez, that it is a quote-unquote false accusation. And we don't hear now in the reporting exactly what the accusation was, but apparently it involved an AR-15. So that ain't good. Jesse Appoyan tweeted out later this morning, I guess it was, saying that Representative Ortiz-Velez said she does not know what prompted the complaint, which she says again is a quote unquote false accusation. Well, that's fine. But if you're being kicked out of your own caucus, probably some issues going on there. Again, I've when my former boss, Dale Schultz, was Republican Senate Majority Leader, I had some characters in there, let me tell you. A lot of people, a couple that the rest of the caucus did not like, but I don't ever recall them being kicked out of the caucus. Wes in Middleton says we need to get her recalled and replaced ASAP. Times are too serious for a clown show on the left. All right, there you go. Anything else on the text line or on the stream on that? Let's see. PJ says a lot of infighting. It's always been that way in Madison. You have to watch what you say around them all the time. None of them have a sense of reality. Well, I don't know, PJ. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, PJ. It's been 13 years since I worked in the building, as they say, at the state capitol. There were representatives and senators on both sides of the aisle that had some pretty great sense of humor about themselves and about their own caucuses. But yeah, I mean, maybe I've heard from a couple of people that I know that still work up there, the nonpartisan types. And they tell me, Todd, it is completely different than when you worked there, which makes me really, really sad. And you've heard me say it on this show before. I'm an institution kind of guy. I believe in our institutions, like the state Senate, like the state assembly, because if you follow the rules equally for everyone, they can get us through tough times. And unfortunately, in my opinion, we have had examples on both sides of the aisle where people are trying to break down the institutions. And I think that's a mistake. I think we have to learn to get along as people, as legislators, for the best of Wisconsin. Come on back. We're going to talk about the death of one of America's great designers, Giorgio Armani. Don't miss it. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Check of weather with our weather team. Going to start warming up a little bit, although continued cooler. I mean, today is like 20 degrees cooler than it normally would be for this time. Early fall. Going to slowly warm back up, says the weather department. Highs in the mid to upper 70s by the end of the weekend, maybe 80s for early next week. So we're into that season, up and down. Jacket in the closet, jacket out of the closet. You know, it's jacket weather, as they say. By the way, I myself was too poor to pay attention today because I was like, the Brewers, who got a big win last night, were playing tonight. No. They're playing right now on some of our all of our Milwaukee Brewers stations, but some of our Civic Media stations. We are in the bottom of the third inning right now, and Philadelphia and Milwaukee, no score. So the Cubs lost last night, by the way. That was beautiful. So yes, coming into today, Brewers back up to a 6-game lead in the NL Central. Cubs, though, still have the tiebreaker. So want to make sure the Brewers finish 1 game ahead of the Cubs. Right now they're 0-0, Philadelphia and Milwaukee. You can hear it on several of our stations over the air. Can't stream it, but in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls, and now in Hayward on the Brewers Radio Network. Zomers, you're a fashion guy, right?
Who told you that? Because they were lying.
I do not consider myself a fashion guy. I appreciate fashion. I'm no fashionista. I can't afford, I guess, to try. But what is fashion, right? That's the question. Do you have to really spend a lot of money? Now, the guy who might want to could have answered that, Giorgio Armani, which I think I incorrectly said before the break was an American designer. Of course, he's not. He wasn't.
Listen to the name. It's
Italian. Giorgio Armani, the renowned Italian fashion designer, has passed away at the age of 91. His company said in a statement this afternoon, quote, "With infinite sorrow, the Armani Group announces the passing of his creator, founder, and tireless driving force, Giorgio Armani," unquote. The Giorgio Armani brand said on Facebook. The company said he passed away peacefully, surrounded by his loved ones, indefatigable to the end. He worked until his final days, dedicating himself to the company, the collections, and the many ongoing and future projects. Born on July 11th, 1934, the Italian town of Piacenza. I'm not sure how that's... If you say it with confidence with an Italian accent, people will believe you. Armani attended medical... I didn't know this. Attended medical school before leaving to pursue a career in fashion, taking a job as a window dresser at a department store in Milan. He eventually trained for other people. In 1975, Armani launched his own fashion label, and his design resonated with audiences who were attracted to their refined simplicity. He had a big break when he designed for wardrobe in the 1980s movie American Gigolo. I did not know that Armani did that. So there you go. Fashion icon Giorgio Armani, who had a very full life, dead at the age of 91.
Now, my biggest question, What do you do if someone offers you a free Armani suit with no strings attached?
You take it. You take it. Yes. Why?
But there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Well, you never know.
Isn't that what happens in that episode of Seinfeld? They get a free Armani suit and then rope them into doing a bunch of other crap?
Maybe. I can't remember. Was that Armani?
I can't remember.
Maybe it was. I'd take it. The only thing Armani that I know that I've ever bought, and I don't do it very much anymore, unless I'm on my private time, stay on a date, that certainly doesn't happen much anymore. I used to buy Giorgio Armani cologne. Aqua di Gio, and it was called Aqua di Gio because it was G-I-O for Giorgio Armani. And it's a great fragrance, by the way. I don't wear it because standard operating procedure in this industry, in the broadcasting industry, is you don't wear cologne or perfumes to the office, to the broadcast center, because if you're like me, I'm not sure about you, Zomers, it's the same exact thing with smoke.
Right.
There are some cigarettes I could be around secondhand smoke and it doesn't bother me at all. Most cigar secondhand smoke, it doesn't bother me. Maybe once or twice a year, I'll indulge in a cigar. Doesn't bother me. But there are some brands of cigarette smoke that if I'm around it, my throat clenches up. I can't breathe. It's terrible. And the same thing with certain perfumes or colognes. Yeah, makes it very difficult to operate.
I definitely get that sometimes. My mom has that very bad.
Really? Yeah, it's no fun at all. So as a matter of rule, out of respect to my colleagues, just because I liked Giorgio Armani Dijon, and I always bought, it's a really, 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 really small bottle, but still it was like $65.
Yeah, sounds about right.
You know, something like that. But it lasts you for 5 years. At least it did me because I didn't wear it very often. So anyway, I think there are people who buy Armani bags, maybe. That might be a thing. But you can't deny that Giorgio Armani had an influence on world fashion, on design. But now, of course, the big thing is, you listen to my nieces, for instance, they're big thrifters. And so you go to the thrift store, the St. Vinny's or Goodwill, they'll buy most of their wardrobe now at secondhand stores. All the kids are doing it, as they say.
That's what I hear.
You don't. And when's the last time you bought something, Zomers, from a secondhand store?
A few months ago, I got a couple of shirts.
All right.
Yeah, it's worth visiting every once in a while see what they got.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember the last thing I bought. It seems like I maybe bought a vinyl record from a secondhand store within the year, but I don't know. Haven't done a lot of shopping lately.
I like looking for frog decorations.
Oh, yes. He's very into frogs. Very good. Great show today. Amy Berrio from Clean Wisconsin. If you did not hear her segment, go back and listen to it in the podcast or on YouTube or Facebook, but I'm not sure if the audio was working at that time. So maybe just listen to it on the podcast. But really important subject of data centers. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll see you tomorrow with Mike Clemens and a cast of characters. Get ready for the weekend. Badger football, Packer football. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Maggie's.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.